اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. ٹائٹل از اپنے مالک کو راضی کرے خوب. جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم, ہو کے انسان نہیں جانور سے وہ کم. جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم, ہو کے انسان نہیں جانور سے وہ کم. دوستو سن لو تم کچھ میری داستان, ایک دن پھر نہیں ہوں گے دنیا میں ہم. دوستو سن لو تم کچھ میری داستان, ایک دن پھر نہیں ہوں گے دنیا میں ہم. خاک تن میں نہیں ہے اگر درد دل, کوئی قیمت نہیں خاک ہے صرف ہم. خاک تن میں نہیں ہے اگر درد دل, کوئی قیمت نہیں خاک ہے صرف ہم. دو جہاں میں کوئی میری قیمت نہیں, ہاں اگر آپ کی ہو نگاہ کرم. دو جہاں میں کوئی میری قیمت نہیں, ہاں اگر آپ کی ہو نگاہ کرم. صحبت اہل دل سے ملا درد دل, ورنہ پاتے کہاں سے یہ دولت بھی ہم. صحبت اہل دل سے ملا درد دل, ورنہ پاتے کہاں سے یہ دولت بھی ہم. درد دل سیکھنا ہے اگر دوستو, ساتھ میرے رہو پھر سکھائیں گے ہم. درد دل سیکھنا ہے اگر دوستو, ساتھ میرے رہو پھر سکھائیں گے ہم. سارے عرب و سما اور شمس و قمر دیکھ کر پا گئے اپنے خالق کو ہم. سارے عرب و سما اور شمس و قمر دیکھ کر پا گئے اپنے خالق کو ہم. دل کے ملنے کی ہے بات کچھ اور ہی, ساتھ رہتے ہیں گو ایک مدت سے ہم. دل کے ملنے کی ہے بات کچھ اور ہی, ساتھ رہتے ہیں گو ایک مدت سے ہم. سختیاں شیخ کی ہے فنا کے لیے, مت سمجھ اس کو ہرگز ستم. سختیاں شیخ کی ہے فنا کے لیے, مت سمجھ اس کو ہرگز ستم. اختر بے نوا کی صدائے سنو, اپنے مالک کو راضی کرے خوب ہم. اختر بے نوا کی صدائے سنو, اپنے مالک کو راضی کرے خوب ہم. جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم، ہو کے انسان نہیں جانور سے وہ کم۔ بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد للہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفى، اما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين، صدق الله العلي العظيم. Firstly, we'll try and translate and give a gist of this beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Waqt Tabrizi Zamana حضرت مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ. حضرت in this bayan is explaining what is the object and purpose of our life and what is the pinnacle of our life. Before we leave this world, every person should endeavor and try to reach this position. And this shows that what a high position the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got. And that is why Allah Ta'ala has commanded us that if you also want a taste of this reality, then after bringing Iman, كُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ, be with the true righteous servants of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, who's got the reality of the ma'rifat of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and they got the true ishq of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and they have got their object and purpose and direction of life all in order. If you sit with them, you be with them, then this will come into your life and into your heart. And what is this? Hazrat says that apne malik ko razi kare khub ham, that our object and purpose of everything is that we should be endeavoring and trying our best to make Allah Rabbul Izzat very, very happy. And this is why Allah Ta'ala has created us, that la ilaha illallah, there is nobody for us besides Allah. So if Allah has given us life, Allah is taking care of our life, then who should we be pleasing? We should only please Allah, in whose control is our life, and Allah Ta'ala in whose hands is our life. In many a times Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to explain an important point to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, he used to take qasam in that being in whose control is my life. And our life is not in control of any disease, especially particularly in the time we are going through. Every day we hear of certain mayyat, a person think that just disease has killed a person. Never ever, this is a very, very bad the plot upon our aqeedah. Our aqeedah and belief should be that our life is only in the control of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and before we even came in the world, Allah Ta'ala is determined and Allah has written not only which moment, which second we are going to pass away. And Allah Ta'ala is written in depth and in detail our rizq, etc. So a person, we should correct our aqeedah all the time, that only Allah Rabbul Izzat is in control, has given me life, Allah is in control of my life, and Allah Ta'ala will take away my life from this world one day. And in fact, we not just our Allah Ta'ala is not taking us or taking away our life, Allah is transferring us to our real life. And that is where we will first have to give an account for this life. Did we prepare for that everlasting abode? A person has to go home. If he didn't prepare for his home, he was working, he didn't save up his money, and he didn't send home also money, and now he won't want to go home. But if he saved up and he sent home also, and a good palace is prepared for him, now he wants to retire, he wants to go back home. So our real home is Akhirat. And we should be happy when we hear people have left this world, they are gone home. And very soon the family is going to join them. But this will only, reality will come when we realize that Allah has given us life, so I should love in such a way that Allah Ta'ala must be extremely happy with me. And a person should be conscious of this. And I must ponder and think
دعا, میک دعا دیٹ یا اللہ ہم سے راضی ہو جا. سیڈ او اللہ پلیز بی ہیپی وتھ اس. او اللہ پلیز آر یو ہیپی وتھ می اور ناٹ. دس کنسرن اینڈ فکر شوڈ بی ان اور ہارٹس آل دا ٹائم. ٹوڈے وی آر کنسرنڈ ویدر مائی باس از ہیپی وتھ می, مائی وائف از ہیپی وتھ می, مائی شیخ از ہیپی وتھ می, آل دیٹ آن اس پلیس. مور امپورٹنٹ, جب اللہ راضی ہو تب کام ہو گیا. And that we will only know when we go into the qabr. But for that a person has to be all the time working and striving. And how to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy? Allah ta'ala has taught us in our kalima, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Our object and purpose is only Allah. But to make Allah happy, Allah has sent a proper model for us. Allah ta'ala did not just give us our constitution and our guidelines of life, the Qur'an-i Kareem, but Allah Ta'ala gave us a practical demonstrator who did not leave any stone unturned from morning till night, from birth till death. Every aspect of our life, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not just explain, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam practically demonstrated. So we have got no excuse that we don't know how to do anything. And if we make shukr our whole life that Allah Ta'ala is our Allah and Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is our role model, then our whole life shukr is not sufficient. One lady from the Bani Israel, when she heard about the fazilat of this ummah and how short are the lives of this ummah, but what great position Allah will give them in the hereafter. That they came last in the world, but they will be the first ummah to enter Jannah. Then she says, if I was in that ummah, my whole life I should just spend in one sajda making shukr to Allah. That I am part of the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So how much shukr shouldn't we be making? But myself, all of us, we must ponder. We still haven't realized this reality, that what a great gift it is to be in the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what is the sign of appreciating this gift? We should realize that my only model is Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And how to learn this model, life of the model of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Allah Ta'ala has kept the system, kunum as-sadiqeen. Those that have saw Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they reached the greatest position. And after them, they showed that lifestyle thoroughly to the tabi'een. And then it carried on to the tabi tabi'een. And that is why Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that ashabi kan nujum, that who are the guiding lights of this world? My sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. Because they noticed in detail the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is the object and purpose in sitting in the company of the friends of Allah, not just coming like we're going for a bayan or anything. No, to sit there and observe the lifestyle of the friends of Allah. How they dress, how they walk, how they talk. All this they are doing, apne malik ko razi kare hum. That Allah must be happy. And Allah must be happy with me, how I talk, how I walk also. How I sit, all these things, I must be conscious. Otherwise we find we just have a unmindful condition. We don't care how we sit sometimes. In front of our elders also, we don't realize we are not sitting with respect. We don't even realize it. But when we sit in the company of the friends of Allah, then like Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala observed every aspect of the life of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala islam. And we are so fortunate that our deen is so perfect and authentic that whatever Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam done has been has been noted down, and has been whatever Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam did has been preserved till today, over 1400 years ago, with authentic narration. So there's no excuse that we don't know how to live our life. But sadly, today we as the ummah, myself first of all, and we all should see our own condition, that our object and purpose, is it to please Allah? And then if it is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's impossible to please Allah Rabbul Izzat without following the life of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. And are we conscious, what am I doing? Is it according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala wasallam? That myself, that we think that we are attending majalis, etc. But am I conscious, what am I doing? Is it according to sunnah of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala wasallam? Otherwise, the general ummah today we see, we are crying so much of the condition of the world, the viruses that have attacked us, etc. But we don't realize it is our own doing, that we have gone so askance and we have turned away almost 180 degrees from the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And till now, so many months have gone, did we take our time to ponder at what lifestyle am I leading? Or am I still carrying on in that way of life, following the life of the kuffar which have brought this anger and wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, so to say? Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala wasallam has explained this point very beautifully, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when a person is on a journey, his du'as are accepted, he's a musafir. And if on that journey he's in problems also, he's a destitute person, then Allah accepts his du'as even quicker. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave an example, a person traveling in the desert in those days, he's a musafir also, he took a rest in the desert. When he woke up, his camel is missing, his provisions are missing. Now he's in a desperate situation. No other inhabitants around there, nobody to help him. Now he's destitute. So there is the great hope of his du'as being accepted. And now he knows, who else can I turn to? So he's crying, Ya Rabbi, oh Allah, please help me, please help me. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, and this is a lesson for myself, and all of us, we should ponder and think, that person was in a desert. Today we are in the city, and what is our condition? That he, Allah Ta'ala's rahmat wants to come down on that person. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَمَلْبَسَوْ حَرَامٌ وَمَتْعَمَوْ حَرَامٌ وَمَشْرَبَوْ حَرَامٌ فَأَمْنَّا يُسْتَجَابَ لَهُ. That the clothes he is wearing is haram. Either from haram money he bought that clothes, or either it's haram clothing, not according to the commands of Allah. وَمَشْرَبَهُ haram. The drink he had was haram. Either it is haram drink, or either it is, the drink is halal, but his money was haram. So it still becomes haram. And his food also is haram. So how can Allah Ta'ala accept it, such a person that is in a destitute condition? And if Allah is not going to accept us, who is going to accept us? So myself, the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, today we are crying, tears of blood, what is happening? But am I seeing the food that I am eating, is it halal or haram? Today we just hear, it is sad to hear, people say, children in the madrasa, they say, we ate McDonald's today, we ate KFC today, we ate all, whether it's halal or not, we are not even conscious. Whereas one lukma, one morsel of haram food, forget haram, doubtful food, 40 days your ibadah, du'as are not going to get accepted. And so in the ummah is crying at Multazam, at Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam's darbar, in Baytul Muqaddas, all the masjids in the world. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, how is our du'as going to get accepted? When the food we are eating, we are not conscious. The drinks we are having today, all the fizzy drinks, we can't leave our coke, we can't leave this type of drinks. We don't know what's the mixture also. And to stay away from it is not like we lose our life. The having it is causing our life. Like today we say the virus is attacking us. If I don't wear my mask, then what will happen to me? The virus will attack me, I will pass it on to others. But you got your mask on, and you're sitting in your office, and your secretary is nearby, and you're busy checking. So your mask is not stopping the virus, you are the virus yourself. That you are involved in this haram. and you expect that virus is not going to spread. This is the virus that is spreading with our lifestyle today. And we are so unmindful, we are not conscious, we don't even know I'm involved in haram. And a person eating KFC, what's wrong? Especially now our young children growing up in that way, they don't even know that this type of food is not, it's not good and then unhealthy. And the poor children, now they're trying to learn Quran Sharif, how is it going to go down their mind? How is it going to go into their heart? It can never go into their heart. So not only are we causing harm to ourselves, our foundations to come, what are we setting down to them? Whereas we have to be examples, loving examples. Allah Ta'ala has taught us that رَبَّنَا حَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَزُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ عَيُنْ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. That oh Allah, grant us from our spouses مِنْ أَزْوَاج قُرَّةَ عَيُنْ, that everybody wants a home where your eyes are just pleased. You see your wife, you get happy. You see your children, you get happy that they are inclined towards deen, etc. But when will this come? وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. That, oh Allah, make my household a pious house, and I have to be the imam for that house to become pious. How is that house going to become pious when I'm giving my children the wrong food, I'm buying for them the wrong clothes, and then we are not concerned of our salah, etc. And even if we are making salah, but today, see our condition, we are making salah like billboard, advertisements on our clothes all over. And we don't even realize, in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat, can we stand what a Nike jacket, Nike keepers, our winter hats, etc. If we don't come in the company of the friends of Allah and take heed, how is Allah going to change the situation? So the ummah is crying, we can cry blood, but till we don't turn back, as Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, they don't think you are going forward with what the scientists are telling you, and all this technology. The only way you will go forward, if you turn back 1400 years and go to the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And tamassaku, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us that when the fitnas come, then hold firm onto my way of life and the life of the Khulafai Rashideen. If you don't hold firm onto that way of life, there is no salvation for you. You can do what? You can cry tears of blood. You can make sajdas after sajdas. Allah's rahmat will not come down. Allah's rahmat will only come, وَأَطِيُوا اللَّهِ وَأَطِيُوا الرَّسُولِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. That if we try and make an effort, as Hazrat says, اَپْنَي مَالِكُ رَاضِ كَرِهَمْ, that we should be worried that Allah must be happy with us. And for Allah Ta'ala to be happy with us, realize the command of Allah is supreme, and it is absolute and perfect. We have to adhere to the commands of Allah, not the commands of the scientists, etc. If those things are against the commands of Allah, they should have no place in our life. And we shouldn't even be scared and overtaken with all the propaganda that if you don't follow that, this will happen to you, that will happen to you. We should realize that if I broke any command of Allah, and Allahu Akbar, not like myself, we think that if I didn't do my faraz, then maybe it's severe. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, every action of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was important to them. Whether it was today, fuqaha have categorized because of our weakness that this is mustahab, that is sunnah, this is wajib, so that we are conscious, we don't miss out the very important aspects. But for Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Allahu Akbar. Like in one hadith we have learned that Sahaba radiallahu says that you people, you all leave out actions like it's just like a strand of hair that you're wiping away from your face. And in our times we used to, or you do such actions that you just regard as a strand of hair. In our times, we used to regard it as destructive in the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today we say, what's wrong? What's wrong if I just wear a bermuda, etc.? Our attitude has become such, then how is Allah Ta'ala's rahmat going to come? And sadly, we are in this condition that people say we have been locked down. But in this lockdown position, many people say that, Allahu Akbar, you hear the children in the madrasa also say, we haven't saw more movies in our life than in these few months. So how is Allah's rahmat going to come down? And we are crying tears of blood. And like we say, when the masjids are open also, we are scared to go to the masjid. How can we be scared of Allah's rahmat? And where Allah's wrath and anger is, there we are not scared. To go to the shopping malls and pass time, where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the worst places. So we should think, now am I going there just to pass my time, or I needed something? Did I just go for that work and come out, or wasted another half an hour? So is that apne malik ko razi kare khub ham? Am I worried to make my Allah very happy? And this is why Allah has given us all this a'mal. Allah has given us ibadat. Ibadat, the object also of ibadat. Ibadat is an object of our life, salah. But the main object of salah is to reach Allah. Today we are making our salah, but we are not reaching Allah. One is the deen, and one is the efforts of deen. Today we see that the efforts of deen has been taking place, alhamdulillah. There is no in that we haven't reached such an error that so much effort of deen, tabligh, jamaat, etc., madaris, so many bayans, etc., khanka work, although not to a degree that it's supposed to be, but it has come alive to a certain extent. But are we stuck in the effort of deen and we don't realize the object is Allah? The object is deen. So much so, when we recite our Ayatul Kursi for protection, we should realize that Ayatul Kursi is like the bridge to reach Allah. The actual protector is not the Ayatul Kursi, it's Allah Rabbul Izzat. So this reality has to come into my heart. When will it come? Hazrat says, Jiske dil mein nahi hai tera dard o gham, ho ke insaan nahi janwar se kam. That if a person, at least you came to a realization, you already matured, and this will only come when you get your training from childhood. We see Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he trained his son from childhood. Allah commanded him that rebuild Kaaba Sharif. He took his small son. He didn't say he's only 10 years, what he's going to do. He took his small son. By then already he inculcated the love of Allah, that you also must be part in building the house of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And he is mixing the gaga, assisting his father. So Hazrat is teaching us that if in your heart the love of Allah has not penetrated, then Allahu Akbar, you haven't got reality of life. Forget reality of life, you're not even a human being as yet. You haven't understood what is humanism. A human being is that person that realizes who's my mother, who has the means to bring me in this world, and I should respect, honor my mother. Today that's another aspect that we are so neglectful in the taking care of our parents, respecting them, etc. So where are we going to respect Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is our maker, our creator, our sustainer? So Hazrat is saying that if you don't have this love of Allah, or if you're not even concerned about it, this is a lifelong effort. Till mort also a person can never say, I really got the love of Allah. That we will know when we go into the qabr. But if a person makes an effort in this line, Allah Ta'ala is so kind that you make an effort, Allah will fill the love of Allah in your heart when you leave the world. And you will leave with a heart full of the love of Allah. And if you're not concerned about that, you are more concerned of everything else, then Allah Ta'ala, then the Hazrat is telling us so beautifully that you are still not even a human being. And forget a human being, you're worse than an animal. You're lower than an animal, because animals also are concerned of their safety, of their protection, of their children, etc. And we are not concerned. And you think you are worried about your children, but you're feeding them junk food, You're buying for them those clothes that are totally against the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our children, when it's time for salah, we are not, when they are small and they're not supposed to be here, we are bringing them to the masjid. At 10 years, then they are lazy, we leave them. So what a foundation are we setting today? So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, and Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat is saying this, but this is also in conformity with the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala says, لَوْمْ قُلُوبُ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَوْمْ عَيُنُ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَوْمْ عَذَانُ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا أُولَٰئِكَ كَلَنْعَمْ بَلُمَ بَلْ أُولَٰئِكَ مُلْغَافِلُونَ. Let's see how people are loving. We made them the best of creation. We gave them وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. We gave them honor, respect, dignity. But look what, it doesn't mean that Allah made us the best, we are the best. We have to now live up to that standard. And we have to make an effort to love, to increase our connection with Allah by bringing more the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Otherwise Allah Ta'ala says, look at, and majority of the people Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, that most of them won't bring iman. Most of them, they won't adhere to the commands of Allah. And we sadly, living in this environment, we must see how the environment, and we supposed to make up the environment. The environment doesn't make us up. But we have seen the lifestyle of others, we are just going with the flow. And we think it's part of life, there's nothing wrong with it. Allah says, if that is the case, then just think, what are you? لَوْمْ قُلُوبُ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. We gave you hearts, in other words, brains. That brains is the minister of the heart. So the heart is actually the reality which is the place of Allah. But see what, you can't even understand properly. You can't even differentiate from what is good and what is bad. The commands of Allah is the greatest. We are worried of what the scientists are telling us. What everybody else, what the governments are telling us. And Allah says you can't even understand. So what kind of a human being are you? And who gave you this heart? Who gave you this brain? وَلَوْمْ عَيُنُ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِيَا. We gave you this eyes. To what? To see the greatness and qudrat of Allah. As Hazrat explains in this point, how did I find my Allah? I looked at the heavens, I looked at the earth, I looked at the great creation of Allah, and I found Allah Rabbul Izzat. Today we look at the skies, we don't say Subhanallah. We don't say Alhamdulillah. We don't think on whose earth are we walking, and make shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat. We are just passing our life, myself I'm talking about. We all should see our own condition. Hazrat says, like zombies, we are just passing our life. But this is something to ponder, that am I a human being still? And like Hazrat Hakimul Ummat, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, used to explain, what are these objects of these majalis? And Alhamdulillah, our Hazrat's majalis is on the same trend. Hazrat says, if you think you want to become a Sufi and walk around with a big tasbih, then you're in the wrong khanka. Then go to another khanka. But insan banna ho, to yaha ajao. If you want to become a human being, then come here. And we will teach you how to become a human being. Otherwise, a human being is not that person who just got eyes, ears, legs, feet, everything. But you're not using your brains. You are not, we tell our children, you don't use your brains. But are we using our brains? وَلَوْ مَعَيُنُ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا. We got eyes, but we're still looking at haram. Whether it's on the billboards, whether it's on our mobiles, etc. Today, it's so common that people are just falling into the trap. Even you're looking at some important the email and one pop-up came and you're gone somewhere else. And you don't even realize where you are. And sadly, people are spending nights in the terrible porn sites, etc. Allah Ta'ala save us all, that we should realize this reality. وَلَوْمْ عَذَانُ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. Allah Ta'ala says, you have got ears, but you can't hear with your ears. In other words, the commands of Allah, that you don't take heed, that you don't listen. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. When you forget what you have been reminded about Allah Rabbul Izzat, then Allah Ta'ala, one terrible punishment, Allah Ta'ala says, فَتَحْنَا عَلِيمَ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. We'll open up all the entertainments for you of this world. And you'll get so lost in the entertainments and your passion and your desires that now you'll think you're enjoying life. And many people say that I'm a VIP in the casino. I'm a VIP here in this hotel, etc. And nobody can tell me what to do. That I got no, when I got, I don't have time for salah, etc. Where I'm a busy businessman or whatever. Allah Ta'ala says, when you totally forget about Allah after hearing so much, now you don't want to hear about Allah, then only music is plugged into your ears. And not only that, now you commenting upon the ulama-i kiram, now you commenting and giving your opinion with regard to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in matters of deen which doesn't even concern us. And we don't have the authority to even give any opinion. Allahu Akbar, who are we? One person asked Hazrat Hakimul Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi that what is your opinion with regard to this masala? Hazrat got so angry and say, my opinion? Masala is Allah's command. There's no such a thing as any human being's opinion. Whatever Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given us, and then the fuqaha have made so much Allah Ta'ala has given them because of their taqwa and their piety, etc. Allah Ta'ala has given them so much intelligence to guide us in every zamana, and we got it on a plate. And now why we say we don't know which way to follow? No, follow, there is so many pious muftis to follow, and follow one mufti. Then you can't say, I'm confused, I don't know who to follow. And follow your sheikh, then you will get spirituality. And learn from your elders how to lead your dunya. Then you won't get lost and make unnecessary slip-ups in your dunya also. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding that Allah Ta'ala says, if that is your attitude and you think it's your eyes and your ears and your brains and nobody should tell you what to do, then we'll open up all the avenues for you. And when you in your must intoxicated in your passion and desires, فَتَحْنَا عَلِيمَ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِئُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَخْسَةً. And now you think, I've got everything going. Allah Ta'ala says, all of a sudden we catch you. And look at how Allah has caught the whole world today. That we are so lost in our passion and desires. Behayai is the order of the day today. Shamelessness is the order, and we not, Allah Ta'ala doesn't see actually the conditions of the non-believers. The conditions of the Muslim Ummah, amalukum ummalukum. Our actions, our rulers, according to our actions in our homes, how much of shamelessness have come into our own homes, we should ponder and think. Even we think good homes, in the earlier days, our grandparents never used to allow the daughters to come into the kitchen also, without a proper dress, without a scarf covered in the house. And today, it's common. The hair must be open. You come with your jeans in the kitchen or in the lounge, and a man can also be sitting there. You will serve the tea. It makes no difference. This is a sad condition. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. That Allah Ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَلَنْعَمْ. These people are worse than animals now. What kind of life they are living? So Hazrat says, that if you want reality, dosto, sun lo kuch meri dasta. Ek din fir nahi honge dunya mein ham. That, oh my friends, come into my majlis and listen to really my plea, that what I have learned from my elders, the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat, listen to the story of mine. The story is not just from my tongue, this is the story of the heart. This is the pain of the heart that has penetrated me, the love of Allah Ta'ala, which Allah has given me tawfiq to spend in the company of the lovers. Because one day I won't be around. And today many people say, oh, I wish I met Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. I wish I met this Buzurg. When the Buzurg was around, then we stayed far away. Then we had no time. And in our own town, we won't take advantage of the Buzurg. When he passed away, then we say, oh, what a great man he was. And this is the work of Shaitan, to keep us away from the friends of Allah. He doesn't want deen to come into our heart. And then when they gone and they left the world, then we want to stand by their qabr and ask them to make the dua for us. And whereas, what dua can they make now from the in the qabr? So we should realize that like Hazrat has taught us, that when Hazrat Maulana Mufti Shafi Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi used to have his majlis, then few people used to attend. And this is generally the trend throughout the world. That Hazrat Isa alayhi salam also used to say, Yunus Patel Sahab Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, that generally two types of people don't benefit from the Buzurg himself. One is the people of his own town, that Ghar ka Murghi Dal Barabar, just taking for granted that he is a very honorable, lush the type of dish to eat, but you think it's like Dar, I see him every day. And then that is one group who don't benefit. The other group who doesn't benefit from the Buzurg himself is his own family, his own children. They also take him for granted. When his own family is having majlis, they got no time. Ah, he's our father, we meet him every day. When he's gone, then they realize, and that is if they realize. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Hazrat says, one day we won't be here. Then we can cry tears of blood, it won't be. Now what is the pain of the heart? Hazrat is now giving us the lesson he has learned. And Allah Akbar, look what the Buzurgs have learned in the company of the pious. They will sum it up and give it to us in a few, just small tablets. And this will build our life if we take heed to it. What Hazrat says, that khaak e tan mein nahi agar dard e dil, koi qeemat nahi khaak e sirf ham. That remember, this body of ours is made of sand and water. This body like that has got no value. But if you put the love of Allah in this heart, then your body has got great value also. Your body becomes valuable according to the love of Allah that is in the heart. Otherwise, Allah says, koi qeemat nahi. You got no value. Don't think the type of clothes you are wearing gives you value. Don't think the car you are driving gives you value. Don't think the business that you have got or the house that you have got gives you value. Those are all made of sand and water. So all those things are perishable, they got no value. What is not perishable is the heart, and that heart that is filled with the reality, the love of Allah Ta'ala. The love of Allah Ta'ala is all the time filled in the heart, and it grows all the time. Then the person has got the real value, otherwise as it says, you are just sand and water. And if you don't realize this, then you're fooling yourself. Further, Hazrat explains that understand this reality. Do jahan mein koi meri qeemat nahi, ha agar aap ki ho nigaah karam. That, oh Allah, in the both the worlds, I will have no value whatsoever. That if your the focus of your mercy is not upon me, and your special tawajjuh is not on me, then I will have no value whatsoever. And Allah's rahmat only comes down, وَاتِيُوا اللَّهَ وَاتِيُوا الرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. If you obey Allah's commands according to the way shown to us by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala says, لَعَلَّكُمْ. Normally, the Arab students of Arabic will know, لَعَلَّكُمْ means perhaps. But when Allah says perhaps, it means definitely, Allah's rahmat will come down. So if Allah's mercy is not upon us, then we have got no value whatsoever. And we see the pious servants of Allah in this world also. Allah Ta'ala's rahmat is with them all the time. That is why Allah Ta'ala teaches us, Kunum as-sadiqeen. You just be with the pious servants. Allah's rahmat is descending. Allah's special kindness and mercy upon them. Allah's tawajjuh is focused upon them. It will come on you also. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding. So much so that Allah Akbar, while they are alive, you'll get so much of Allah's rahmat. And fortunate if you are buried near a pious person, then also you will get this mercy. One day Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi, in the early days when there were no fans like this, and very hot in that country, so you know, Hazrat was having majlis, three students, one on the right, left, one behind with that small fan. They were the fanning Hazrat because it's very hot. So one person asked Hazrat that if a person passes away and he's buried near a pious person, will it be of any benefit for him? So beautifully our pious, they teach us our deen through simple examples. So Hazrat didn't answer him directly. Hazrat asked, kept quiet for a while, then he asked him, what these students are doing? He said, Hazrat, they are fanning you. He says, why? He says, because it's quite hot, so they are fanning you. So Hazrat asked, who are they fanning? He says, they are fanning you. So Hazrat asked him, that are you getting the air? He says, yes, I'm also getting the air. So Hazrat says, but they're fanning me, how come you getting the air? Says Hazrat, because I'm close to you, so I can also feel that air that is coming. So Hazrat says, that's your answer, exactly the same. Pious person is buried, Allah's rahmat will descend upon that qabr, you will be closed, you will also get that air, that rahmat of Allah. So when they're alive, then how much of rahmat we will get? And that is the real time to take so that we can make our life accordingly. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding. Hazrat further explains how to get this reality. Sohbati ahle dil se mila dard dil. Warna paate kaha se ye daulat bhi hum. Hazrat is saying his own story. That this love of Allah Ta'ala, this pain which Allah Ta'ala has put in my heart, and I'm explaining you the love of Allah, this didn't just come from the air, it came with the sohbat, the company of ahle dil. That people who got hearts, everybody has got hearts, but like Allah says, لَهُمْ قُلُوبُ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They have got hearts, but they can't think, they can't use their brains. And only those people use their brains who have recognized Allah. And Allah's love and Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat penetrates their heart. They are called Ahle Dil, the people of the heart. So if we also want to make our heart a real heart, then ye aag lagta nahi, ye aag lagti nahi, lagai jati. That the fire of the love of Allah, it doesn't just light up on its own. You have to go and put your heart close to the heart of a person whose heart is burning with the love of Allah. So when we come here, we have to have that intention also. That, oh Allah, our Shaykh's heart who's burning with your love, let my heart also be lit up. Then inshallah we'll see that now our focus will start changing. Otherwise Hazrat says, if I didn't take out time and go regularly and with real talab and desire to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in other words, when I got time I'll go majlis, or now and then I'll go. No, we have to make it our object and purpose of life. Allah said, Kunu, Allah commanded us, be with the pious servants of Allah. And this will bring reality in every aspect of our life, especially our ibadat, and especially our efforts of deen. Without the sohbat of the friends of Allah, our efforts of deen also will be khokla, will be empty. It will be hollow. And we'll see all the cracks in it. And today we see the cracks in the ummah, in the efforts of deen also. Because we haven't taken serious this important injunction of Allah, that without the sohbat of the people of heart, Hazrat says, where should I get this real wealth? And the real wealth is the love of Allah. This is the greatest wealth we should be making dua for and making that effort. And Allah has made the effort so easy. And just come in the company of the friends of Allah. Connect with them, and then what they teach us, make our zikr regularly, our tilawat, and then be conscious of the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then you'll see what is real enjoyment of life. Hazrat further teaches us, dard dil seekhna hai agar dosto, saath mere raho fir sikhayenge hum. And this is the pain of every wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are not looking for murids, but they want people to get direction. So Hazrat is also saying, people, Allah Ta'ala through His love and kindness upon me has guided me and put me in the company of three great mashayikh from a young age. So if you also want to learn what I have learned in the company of my elders, my mashayikh, then this love of Allah Ta'ala is something that we have to learn. It's not something that just will fall into our hearts like that. We have to learn the love of Allah. And Allah only gives this to those who got talab, those who got desire. Allah Ta'ala will give us this. Then, and where we will get this, Hazrat says, if you want to learn this love of Allah, oh my friend, then you'll have to stay with me for a while. At least spend 40 days in the company of the friend of Allah, properly and with eagerness, then Hazrat says, we will teach you this love of Allah Ta'ala. And then regularly attend the majalis And what is this love of Allah? Where it starts from? To gain the marifat of Allah. Sari arzo wa sama aur shamsu kamar dekar pa gaye apne khaliq ko hum. How did we find and recognize Allah when we saw the entire earth, how Allah Ta'ala spread? Wal arda farashnaha fani'mal mahidun. Don't you see how we spread the earth? And who can lay a better carpet than Allah Rabbul Izzat? How beautifully Allah has spread the earth, and how Allah has made the earth into different levels, etc. Where there is need for vegetation, Allah made that type of earth. Where there is need for rocky places, Allah made that type of earth. So Hazrat is saying, we saw the entire earth and the skies, and we saw the beautiful sun rising every day. We saw the moon every day, and this is how we found Allah. But we don't realize this because we don't sit in the company of the Ahl-e Dil who will open our hearts. They will first make an operation to make us see what we have to see. Otherwise we seeing the skies, the earth, the sun, the moon every day. But do we recognize Allah? That who is that great being? Every day the sun comes up after getting permission by the Arsh of Allah, making sajda at the Arsh of Allah, Rabbul Izzat. And this is what Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has informed us. And before that time comes when Allah doesn't give the sun permission, and till the time the sun will be begging, Allah, can I rise? Allah will say, no permission. And then when it's time, almost, it's Asr time, Allah says, rise from where you came, from where you sat, that is from the west. And then that little while the sun will rise from the west, everybody will see, the doors of Tawbah will be closed now. And we don't know when is that sign going to happen. The way the signs we are seeing today, if we don't realize and we don't connect to the friends of Allah and gain the marifat of Allah and beg Allah for His love, Allah Ta'ala must not close the doors of Tawbah upon us. And Hazrat further teaches us so beautifully that how to make your heart a heart full of the love of Allah. That dil ke milne ki baat kuch aur hi hai. Saath rehte hai go ek muddat se hum. That one is to sit in the company of the friends of Allah and take from their heart into your heart. Hazrat says that is something. And many a times a person just comes little while in the company of the friends of Allah and he fills his heart with the love of Allah. Otherwise Hazrat says you can be spending years and years with your sheikh, but if your niyat is not correct, just to go around on safar, enjoy the food, etc., or to want the name that I am close to my sheikh, but that reality, that life of theirs is not in your life, that reality, then Hazrat says it's something else. So real thing is dil ke milne ki baat aur hai. That reality of the love of Allah, Allah's marifat, Allah's wadaniyat, tawheed of Allah is to penetrate our hearts. And this is the time we can see, we can test ourselves. That every day we hear, people are passing away. Is it on our tongues that this coronavirus took him away? How can a virus, how can anything take us away? When Allah Ta'ala has mentioned clearly, إِذَا جَاءَ جَلَهُمْ فَلَا يَسْتَخِرُونَ السَّعَةَ وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. When His time has come, He won't get 1 minute, 1 second delayed. He won't go 1 second earlier. So that is just outward excuses for human beings. But the reality is, Tawheed has to come in my heart, that my life is in the control of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيِّدًا. Don't lock yourself up in forts and think that no virus, in quarantine, no virus can come here. Allah says, whether you lock yourself up in the forts, like the munafiqeen who were scared to go in jihad, Allah says, go and lock yourself in the forts, mort will still come to you. The death will come to you when it's written, so you can't escape. What we have to realize is we have to meet Allah Rabbul Izzat. For that we have to bring the love of Allah Ta'ala. And in the spot of the love of Allah Ta'ala, without the guidance of a sheikh, and to get this love of Allah, he has to take out all the dirt. So in when you get a sheikh, and today it's a different world, the mashayikh are very soft. But in the earlier days particularly, سخت یا شیخ کی ہے فنا کے لیے مت سمجھ اس کو ہرگز ستم. That when you sit in the company of the friends of Allah, they will reprimand us every now and then, seeing that we still have pride, we still have got airs upon ourselves. So Hazrat says, sometimes if you think your Shaykh is little hard upon you, he told you something, then that is to actually annihilate you, to purify your heart. Don't regard that at all, that he is disgracing me, or he's telling me something bad. No, that is the love of Allah Ta'ala upon you, that your Shaykh, his eyes is upon you, and he wants to make you one of the friends of Allah. We should appreciate this. Don't run away from the majlis, that today Hazrat told me something in front of everybody. You should appreciate this, that Hazrat's focus is upon me, and he's taking out all this nakhra from my heart, that I think now I'm a big khalifa or whatever, and he cut us down to size. Allah, finally Hazrat teaches us that in the spot of Allah Ta'ala, اختری بینوا کی صدای سنو اپنے مالک کو راضی کرے خوب ہم. This also in the spot of the love of Allah, listen to the plea of this great wali of Allah, but he says, بینوا, I'm not worth anything, but listen to my cry, my open plea. Sadai is calling out to the world, that actually in the spot of going to, whether it's coming to the khanka, whether it's performing our salah, whether it's teaching in a madrasas, going in tabligh and dawat, whatever, apne malik ko razi kare khub hum. That what we should keep in front of us, that Allah must be happy with us. Whatever we do, whether it's our relation with our spouses, our wives, whatever, Allah must be happy with us. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding, that we keep this reality in front of us, and make shukr Allah has given us this majalis of our Shaykh, appreciate it, and beg Allah Ta'ala for this reality, and if we make an effort, Allah Ta'ala will definitely fill our hearts when we leave the world.